God's attributes were manifested to his bride.
The whole entire message around the world, they are getting confused. Because after they finished making an idol of that man, William Branham, people didn't know where that spirit was going to. Men started rising here and here, here and here, here and here. And they break it down to international idols who said the bride of Jesus Christ must follow them. After William Branham, they are the next. Theirs is global bride to follow them. They thin it down to their local pastors. The average enter message follower, his pastor is his idol. He fears his pastor more than he fears God.
We are the word made flesh today. This is what scripture says.
When you begin to see the church in the Acts of Apostles, in the New Testament church as we see it in the Bible, in this age, before now, it totally disappeared. When you begin to see a church perfected to the level that when you see now, you see what is in the Bible, you see what is happening, you see Bible as their absolute. They baptize in the name of Jesus. They are baptized in the name of Jesus. They did not ordain women pastors. You are not ordaining women pastors. They did not have branches and headquarters anywhere. They were not appointing and disappointing pastors. They were not peering. We will not peer on scriptural titles. When you see a church that makes the Bible their absolute, then you know the rapture will soon strike. Let's listen to the musicians.
What a mighty man of war. You are Jehovah. You are Jehovah. You're the mighty man in battle. You are Jehovah. You're the mighty man of war. You are Jehovah. Jehovah, you are Jehovah, you are the mighty man in battle, you are Jehovah, you're the mighty man of war, you are Jehovah. You are bow to and I hold my peace. I don't need to worry, I don't need to fight again. You are the mighty man in my soul. You are Jehovah. You are the mighty man, the one. You are Jehovah.
Oh, you are Jehovah.
Rock up, baby. Oh, wicked, the killer and the spoiler, the Gentile and the thief, oh, fill me with thy spirit to lead me on the path.
If you are happy with me, I love that message. And maybe it is for somebody listening now. Say, oh, my loving brother. Oh, my loving sister. Don't you say, only brother, and they sing that song for. Oh, my loving brother. Oh, my loving sister. When the world's on fire, don't you want God's bosom to be your pillow? Hide me over in the rock of ages. Rock of ages. That's the whole essence of the message of the cross. Preaching that there is the bosom of the Lord, that we want to make our pillow, where we will be there and dwell with Him eternally. eternally, eternally, eternally. Hallelujah. Eternally. Praise God. Praise the Lord. A little drama was teaching me a lesson in my house about a week or two ago. When my little daughter came to my room, my bedroom, and was feeling very bad, crying, and really, really very confused. And what happened? That she lost her book, the page, something, book cover that was made for her from their school. And the mother was so angry that she has lost it and told her, "Don't enter my room that night. Now find somewhere else to sleep unless you get it." So she came, she was fusing. I didn't know what was happening. I said, I thought I saw it. I helped her look around. I said, I thought I saw something like that. I don't know where it is. I said, "It's okay now, we'll get another one." He said, "No. Mommy said I cannot enter her room again unless I get it." Oh. Oh. Who did this for me? Oh. And I was saying, all this worry to be able to go and sleep because she sleeps in the same room with my wife. In there, she feels very secure. In there, she gets a lot of comfort. That comfort will be lost unless she gets what she lost. But in the case of Esau, he lost it and never found it again. And Esau has no second chance. Lot's wife did not get a second chance. She looked back. And the same message is to the church now. We that have escaped, don't look back. This is all we want to achieve. If you look back, you will not make the journey. You are finished. What does it mean to look back? To look back, hallelujah, is only a dog that goes back to her vomit. We are not dogs, we are sheep. A sheep runs and cleans every stain on her skin. She wants to remain clean, pure. The spirit that we receive is a clean spirit. That's why it is typed like a dove. The dove is the cleanest bird on earth. And what makes her clean is what is in the inside. It is released from inside and it cleans the outside. And that is a type of every Holy Ghost filled believer. We are not politicians when we preach what we are preaching now. I am not a politician. That is the problem with the inter-message believers. The old ones. They have been brought up to be idolaters. That spirit started by idolizing the ministry of William Branham. Idolizing the man William Branham. When he was doing it, people did not know where he was coming from. That subtle spirit is a very subtle spirit. Very, very subtle spirit. Very, very subtle spirit. And it has turned the generality of the followers of William Branham to be followers of William Branham instead of followers of the Lord Jesus Christ. Are you saying it's wrong to follow William Branham? You are to follow William Branham as Paul said. Follow me as I follow Christ. You are to follow William Branham. This is how you are to follow William Branham. If you believe him to be God's star messenger for the age. You have to follow him to do what? Follow him so that he will show you Jesus. After he has shown you Jesus, he has finished his ministry on you. The whole entire message around the world, they are getting confused. Because after they finish idolizing, making an idol of that man, William Branham, people didn't know where that spirit was going to. Men started rising here and here, here and here, here and here. And they break it down to international idols who said the bride of Jesus Christ must follow them. After William Branham, they are the next. Theirs is global bride to follow them. They thin it down to their local pastors. The average enter message follower, his pastor is his idol. He fears his pastor more than he fears God. They succeeded in using quotes of the prophets who tried to establish authority in the church and apply it carnally. And people are now afraid of pastors. And they designed that deliberately. See, I'll continue to say some things. I will say it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm not afraid of anybody. How many times can somebody die? So what? If you kill me, if you kill me, do you do me anything bad? You do anything bad for me if you kill me. And people are not ready to speak the truth for fear. Sometimes I look at it, fear of what? Amen. Praise the Lord. Listen, until you come to an estate in your faith where you can look your pastor on the face when he's wrong and tell him, sir, you are wrong, you are not yet a Christian. That doctrine that makes you keep quiet because somebody is your pastor, is your prophet, is your leader. That doctrine has been hijacked by satanic ministers so that they will cast fear on the people and they live the type of life they live, and the people are there, they cannot talk. And this has been the condition of the entire message. Worldwide, I repeat, worldwide, I repeat, worldwide. They thin it down. And everybody now, when God wants to deliver his people from that spirit of fear, when God wants to deliver them, God raised up this ministry and gave us a platform. We are these same people that you have stopped them from visiting other churches. In the average enter message church, you cannot leave your church and go to another enter message church unless you receive permission from him. And when you are leaving Abuja, from a church in Abuja, you are coming to Lagos, you have to ask your pastor, which of the enter message churches should I go in Lagos? Then he will look at which one of them is my friend. Then he will call you and say, amen, I am sending so person. Amen. Now to you. And then you are receiving him with joy because that is the effect of the bond you have together. And one identification of those pastors is this language. My son, my daughter. My son, my daughter. You are my children. Listen to me. You are my children. I am speaking as your father. Anytime you see anybody overemphasizing that position of father, a son, my daughter, my daughter, my daughter, my son, hey! He wants to achieve something. He's bewitching you. He's bewitching you. William Branham said, if you love me, call me your papa, Abby. Humble man, what did he say? All of them, up to today, every end-time message believer addresses William Branham as Brother Branham. Where did you get father and son from? I'm telling you now, praise God. Yesterday in Ghana, I told my wife, I said, I will not comment. She said, I prayed that you'll not be able to talk about it. Then I told her, I said, if they're not to come, I go talk. I just ignore the man. But I don't know that I'd vex you. But I feel talk. Since this ministry started, anti-message believers from around the world suddenly are waking up. Not the pastors, the laity, the church members. They have always known something is wrong. But way out, no way out. They use one quote or the other of the ministry of William Branham. And then bind the people, bind them, bind them. Fear everywhere. Suddenly people's eyes are opening to understand the message. Revival is taking place. They are telling the people who have come to be under dead assemblies. Dead, I repeat, dead assemblies. No life. Suddenly, they keep telling them, don't worry, because they have to convince them. You told us not to go to denomination. You told us not to go to TV Joshua. You told us not to go to Igila. My very good friend, Igila. He told me, you told us not to go to Redeem, Holy Ghost Congress. You told us not to go to Mountain of Fire, power must change hand. Our own, no great change hand. Nowhere to go for healing. They'll say it's your cross. Don't worry. That is denomination. The bride revival is coming. Bride revival is coming. Coming where? You told us William Branham came to restore. So he did not come to restore revival. Are we expecting any other messenger to come? So which revival? Through who will he come? And the reason is this. In all the ages, the easiest ministry to become a pastor is in the end time message. Because you don't need to pray to receive inspiration. They hide under coats, say what the tapes say. Therefore, he's not waiting for inspiration for anything. He's not afraid of preaching any error. William Branham has preached it all. So he will tell you, I don't have anything new to tell you. The prophet has said it all. Then why are you in the ministry if the prophet has said it all? If I have to come here and bring the sermon that somebody preached and read it to you, you will not get where to read. You will not go to school. Why are you coming for me to read it for you at the pulpit on Sunday? Which ministry is that? You don't go to school. Why are you waiting for the pastor to bring some of you today? Then you play tape. Tape service. Hear the voice. Hear it yourself. Hear it yourself. Hear it by yourself. Hear it by yourself. It means you don't have any other thing to say. Then why are you the pastor? You are pastor to come and read somebody's sermon to us? Ha! What? Can't you see it's another denomination? Because Deeper Life will not preach any other thing unless they want to send for headquarters. Deeper Life in Akwanga must preach what has been sent to them from Bagada. If not, you are not Deeper Life. And there must be no any other preacher. Only him. I have gone to Deeper Life. I have seen it. Unless they have changed. So many years ago, I went there. That is the first thing that puts me off. Where is the Holy Ghost? Then you sit down there. The tape is playing. Then the one that they don't bring tape, they tell you the sermon that you preach for the year. This Sunday, this is the message. This one, all denominations, they do it. I visited one church at Onipano some years back. I took a look at their notice board. They put the sermons that will be preached that quarter. Next Sunday, Matthew chapter 4, verse this. Topic this. Preacher is away. Then, the next Sunday, Bible study. This one, during Bible study, it's time to speak grammar. So, Pastor Francis, handle that one. Then, for the whole quarter. So, what are you doing? You are only preaching what your GO has given you to preach. Can't you see that the Church of Jesus Christ has been hijacked by men? With what is happening now in the end time message, using this ministry, there is a revival that is going on. So fear is on them. They started by saying, they are thinking that I am going to make a claim that I am now the next person for everybody to follow. Amen. And they were doing it. When I went to Ghana 2-3 years back, ministers meeting, everybody will stand up. Pastor Alu, we thank God that God has raised you for us in this age. We are here to support you, everything you are doing. Another one stood up. Pastor Alu, we are solidly behind you. And they talk inside my heart. I say, see that demon at work. See that demon at work. Within the church here, they started by saying, your people, youth, came to me one day, some years back. Sir, you are a teacher. You know it. I say, yes. You are also a pastor. I say, yes. I say, you are also an evangelist. I say, yes. He said, what does that make of your ministry, sir? You're an apostle. I look at them and say, that spirit has started. That is how they pump things. And if I rise today and say, I am the one God has sent, 50% of these church members will follow me. They will follow me. Somebody say, including me. They will follow. Every evil thing that rises, Satan will steer up pairs to promote it. Plus financiers that will finance us. A church member here, gave millions. That church member has never dropped 20,000 naira offering to my knowledge. But as soon as one prophet met him, I'm sure now he meets the prophet. Sir. He went and met the prophet. Come, with all this anointing you have, what are you doing in bright? I am aware. He gave him millions of naira to go and start his ministry. A prophet cannot pastor a church. It's contrary. Gave him millions. Samuel, choir. The prophet, the next day, gave you cash. 500,000 naira. Go to Alaba and buy me instruments. That man has never dropped 20,000 naira offering here. But an error has sprung up. He has to support it by the spirit that is causing that nonsense in the body of Christ. So they thought I am going to, they were talking. You don't know what I'm watching out for. Amen. I know my call. If you give me any office, you are not the one to give me. It's God that has ordained me. And who I am, what I do, will show who I am, what my position is in the body of Christ. It's not a label. It's not a signboard. It's not a signboard. In the whole world, if any enter message pastor has the grace I have, like this man was healed, and other miracles have been taking place, do you know what you'll be claiming now? So they got angry. I visited Ghana. I told you that time. I stood by, collected microphone. I said, you people are missing something. When denomination has come into the end time message, they come with a hangover. You too. God is moving again, stirring up the water, and you are missing it. It's no more in the old order. What God wants to do now, it will no longer be an individual. It will be seen in the body of Christ. General. If you are still sitting down in pride assembly and you cannot beat your chest about the grace of God upon your life, you are not yet part of the revival. Do you understand what I'm saying? If you are here, you've spent some years here, and you are still running after pastors and prophets to pray for you for every single problem that you have, and you are still here, you have not discovered who you are. Who you are in the body of Christ, you don't know who you are. You are not yet part of the revival that is going on. I have never preached, praise the Lord. I have never, see, was I doing it for show off? When they brought that man, I was telling my wife yesterday, because this came up, I said that the miracles you know that God does through me, they are not one tenth of what happens when I'm praying without your knowledge. Worship is going on. You don't know the cases I attend to when you are worshiping God. And I say something here. Amen. It is not for vainglory. If I want to make vainglory, if I told all of you, keep quiet, watch me. And I begin to tell that guy, demonstrate the power. All of you will be clapping. Yay, yay, Jesus, yay. And I told you, you don't know who God has raised among you. I speak, you are looking at me like this. You will be worshiping me by now. Because the truth is this. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. When I was talking to the evangelist last week, and I made a statement concerning the teaching ministry, when my brother said he's a teacher, I tried to define who a teacher is in the fivefold ministry. You say you are a teacher. What do you want to teach? Serpentry? What do you want to teach? Godhead? You say you are an evangelist. You want to just go and speak grammar before Ogboni people? You are not an evangelist if you have nothing to prove that God you are bringing to them. Do you understand what I'm saying? Make your calling and election sure. Before you say you are an evangelist. Evangelist. Ooh. Evangelist Jesus David. That's his name. The evangelist, have you? You go and speak grammar. You go to Okija. Go to India. Where demons they call and they talk face to face. Then you say, it's a powerless center, powerless. The man will look at you. Powerless. Let's demonstrate the power. If you don't have power to bind and to loose, if you don't have the ability to demonstrate that power. Oh, listen. Hallelujah. You know, the only problem, the major problem, I have other problems. The major problem I have with Dr. Olukoya of MFM is that lie he spoke concerning William Branham. But you know what? I love the fact that he loves prayers. But above what? Recently, I saw a video of the son of Olumo Olumo testifying in that ministry. When I finished watching, I jumped up. I said, yes, sir. Olukoya, God will bless you for showing the opportunity that that man is a demon incarnate and there is a power that he will have to bow before. Olukoya heard that a man in Calabar, he says, whether 2004 or so, this man that was confessing is one of the sons of the person, and he was their hatchet man. He had his position, you know, they called him angel. He was angel something. And then he said, Olukoya decided to go and organize a program in Calabar. And Calabar is their base. And they decided it will not happen. They started from the flight here that he was going to disturb the flight. They wanted him to miss his seat. They made one of their members to go and pay higher money and took his seat. So that they would say there is no seat on the plane. He said they don't know how it happened. Before they landed, another flight had dropped Olukoya. He decided that he is going to, let's see now how he will drive and go. They will cause accident. They do, jump and pass. He said, okay, they will see which crusade ground. He will sleep, he will not. He said, they went to the hotel. It is their member that is the owner of the hotel. They decided that they will poison his food. They pour poison there so that he will match. They brought the food for him to eat. He refused to eat. He said, no food, no water. You know MFM. Hallelujah. You are wondering how we are going to get this man. Okay. We know what we'll do. They did everything. They tried to use police. They tried to use everything. They did not succeed. He said, Olukoya mounted the podium and said that there is a man here in Calabar that wants to equate himself with the living God. That is impersonating that he is the Holy Ghost come in the flesh. If that man does not repent, I have come to Calabar to tell him, I give him 3 days, he will die. He said, 3 days after, that man paralyzed. Oluba, Oluba. He said they were hiding it from people. He said the man died. If you want the video, I hope I've not deleted it. Come to my office. I'll give it to you. In fact, ask Traddock. I think one of you has it. I sent it to you. Dose, give them your phone number. Let them collect it and listen to it. 080.